All right, I hit record, so I'm gonna record this, but it's supposed to be, man.
We can start over, I'm very easy. You just started recording, John. Let's start over.
Well, all right.
I'm easy, my friend.
Don't know.
For those of you who did not hear, John and I were talking about Aboriginal tribes in the Amazon jungle and the sexual morality of monogamy versus polygamy versus complete anonymity, which is, for example, one of the tribes in the Amazon. So I think that monogamy is probably the most constrained structure ever conceived.
I have a theory about that. I have a theory that because of agriculture and the way things shifted, survival, like agriculture became the best way for survival because, you know, you could grow your food, you could stay in one place. You ended up building villages and walls, and you had, you know, in order to do that, though, you had to have a lot of people. So in order to have a lot of people and maximize birth rates, you had to pair off people, you know, together rather than one superior male and a bunch of women. You had every male would have a wife, and then you'd have multiple kids, and that led to more soldiers, more farmers, and more security.
And yeah, then, but John, let's be frank. I mean, that did not stop either polygamy or multiple partners, because the higher up the food chain you went, the more women you had anyway, even in these societies. No, seriously, I mean, look at, good God almighty, look at the Indian Rajas that had hundreds of wives. The Chinese emperors who had thousands, and in fact, you know, just couldn't count them. Even down to the middle, you know, levels of society in China, you know, a businessman might have five wives. So, you know, the urge to wander is a genetic urge. And let's talk about reality for a second, our genes. So what is the purpose of the male and female in the human society? Well, for the male, your job is to have as many fucking kids as possible, right? The woman's job is to make sure that your kids survive, right? So we've got two opposing things here. The male wanting, you know, let's see, if I could have sex with 10 women a day, I could, and at certain times in my life, I actually have. But anyway, and for a woman, you need someone to take care of the child. I mean, that's easily done without monogamy, people. It's way, way easily done. But so, yes, the woman's prime focus is survival of her children, because she can only have one every 9 fucking months, and usually one a year at best, sometimes one every 2 years. Whereas the male, good God almighty, you can have as many as possible. If you look at other species, they used to think, for example, that there were some species of birds that were monogamous, like ducks. And then as they started looking in deeper, they found that, fuck no, both the male and the female are all fucking whoever they can. So monogamy is unique to the human species. And it's a construct of the mind created by culture and society. Mm-hmm. It's not genetically acceptable to any of our genes.
Interesting. So I think it puts us in a place today. It's a little weird because you don't see women. Women don't need men to survive anymore because the kind of government is kind of taking that place.
Yes, that's absolutely true.
There's a lot. It seems like there's a lot of like America, especially. There's a lot of unhappy women because they can't find.
There are a lot of unhappy men. Do you realize that men in America are becoming feminized for fuck's sake? Through culture, through society, through force. Literally, I mean, if you're a goddamn millennial,
some of it is chemical too.
Pardon?
Some of it is chemical too.
And chemicals, of course. Yes. It's good that there's fucking hormones that are ending up in a goddamn food. Of course. So men are becoming more feminine, and women are becoming more feminine sooner. I mean, good God, girls are getting breasts at 12 now, for fuck's sake. So it's crazy.
You also see a tendency of, they mature faster physically because of the hormones and stuff and food. But then because the men are more feminized, women take on a more masculine role.
Yes, yes. And so men become, I don't know, man, the roles are getting reversed. Millennials, okay, even though many of them follow me, every time I talk about the reality of male, and at least in my world, in my experience, male and female relationships. I mean, let's face it, people. I mean, we are different species, men and women. I mean, women once a month, in most cases, develop this this curse, as far as I'm concerned, where their personality totally fucking changes. And this is predictable. You know, when the menses come, the woman is suddenly irritable, and what have you. We are different creatures. Mm. We have different consciousness. We have different aspirations.
I read a study that talked about how men and women view each other over the course of the ovulation cycle of the female. And it's talking about certain times of the month, she hates her spouse. And the spouse,
and at other times, she's hey, it's about time to have a baby. Why don't let, you know? So, yeah,
so then she's nice. But the guy's emotional state goes up and down with the way she's treating him, too.
Of course, of course. And so, listen, long ago, people, I gave up on male-female relationships in the standard form, and I just started hanging out exclusively with prostitutes. My wife of 8 years, Janice, was a prostitute on the streets of Miami and other cities around America. Why did I hang with her? Because it's an honest goddamn relationship, people. I mean, you know exactly where you stand. I don't give a shit where I stand. As long as I know where I'm standing, okay? So, all right, so this is a financial arrangement. Good. It's pretty fucking clear, because if you can count, mm-hmm. then the relationship is not a goddamn problem. So, and people go, how can you marry a prostitute? Well, fuck you, people. If you don't understand it, that's your problem, not mine.
Yeah, it's a good argument. You know, exactly what you're getting. God.
Honesty. You
know what I mean? Because we have this whole, man, it's used all the time. It's like love and growth. And they use all these terms that it really just kind of manipulate.
Please, people, love. What does that fucking mean? Love.
I love
you.
Go,
well, my parents loved each other for 35 years. Bull fucking shit. You saw that as a child. You didn't get to see the reality of that relationship. What is love? Love starts out as a teenager as nothing more than hormones. Oh, someone that you'd love to commune and fuck and spend the rest of your life with until you do get in a situation where you have to spend the rest of your life with them. And then suddenly, 6 years later or 7 years later, they're fucking strangers. You don't know who they are or why you got together. Please, love is an emotion. Emotions come, people, and emotions go. Okay? The only thing that lasts is respect, understanding, numbers. Does the woman and the man, do they both understand that, hey, life is a dangerous motherfucking place, people? And by yourself, it's tough, right? Mm-hmm. If you can find a woman or a man who understands that, okay, listen, fuck love. It's a sex good. Yeah, it's okay, fine. You know, you're a smart woman. I'm a smart man. If we hang together, our chances of survival are double. Do you understand this?
Yeah, you want to go fast, go alone. You want to go far, go with the team.
Yes, yes. Yes, absolutely. I'm sorry. You know, and I've been alone. People, I mean, you can Google this. I'm not making this shit up. And for almost 8 years, I lived with 7 women in Belize. I do not recommend this for anybody. I mean, it's the worst horror of my fucking life. Seriously, I mean, you have no idea what a nightmare that is. And I look at these Chinese emperors and things.
Well, you don't. Did you have the military guards to protect you at all times?
Actually, like, I did, but not from them. Although I needed them. Listen, I'm deaf. And by the way, if you don't believe this, Google Amy Amy Herbert, John McAfee on a nationwide television. I don't know what it is. Anyway, Google it. She tried to shoot me in the fucking head while I was sleeping. Blew out my left eardrum. I'm deaf in this fucking ear. Or halfway deaf. Another one tried to poison me. Another one tried to slash my throat with a fucking straight razor. Good God Almighty. Let me tell you, it is not all fun and games. And sex? You say, oh, that's got to be great. Well, fucking shit. You get seven women in bed together and suddenly they're fucking each other. There's no room for you anymore. I mean, half the time, I'd end up watching the goddamn television. I'm serious. I'm fucking serious. So, no, I mean, it is not fun games. So.
Are you still on the lam? Are you still...
fuck yeah. As a matter of fact, I just tweeted about half an hour ago. Google just sent me a notice today that the Department of Justice, since 2018, has been monitoring my account. They said, we were unable to tell you before because of a court order, so we're telling you now. Yes, I'm on the fucking lam. Everybody wants me. The SEC, the FBI, the IRS. The IRS, because I've refused to pay taxes for 11 years, 8 of which they left me alone. The SEC, because, this is complex over the SEC. The SEC filed a subpoena with a company, the MGT, a New York Stock Exchange company that I was the CEO of. Now, the subpoena had nothing to do with anything the company was doing or me. It had to do with a past stockholder wanting information. However, federal law says if the SEC files a subpoena, you have to declare it, but you can't say what it's about. Well, so we said we've been subpoenaed by the SEC, which normally means we have fucked up. Our stock valuation went from $800 million to $3 million overnight. 2 days later, we were thrown out of the New York Stock Exchange. I was unable to say anything because finally I said, well, fuck you people. Let me tell you how the SEC really operates. So then they filed a criminal charge against me for releasing the contents of a subpoena, which is illegal. And the Justice Department, God knows why they're after me, probably because I go on international stages telling people, if you don't want to pay taxes, here's how you do it. I've been doing that for a few years. Google it. There are hundreds of videos of me on international stages telling people how you can get by without laws. So that's probably why the Justice Department was after me, but fuck them. I'm sorry. We're Janice and I are getting along quite fine. We're living comfortably in a very nice location. It's cold a little bit this time of year. So fuck them. I'm telling the truth, people. When I talk, I'm telling things as they are. And the unfortunate thing about today's world is if you tell the fucking truth, they're going to come after you. Yep. I'm telling you now, they will come the fuck after you.
If you don't,
I'm sorry, I get off on my high horse.
You're right, though. Yeah. If you don't follow along with the narrative, if you don't go along with what they're saying, then yeah, they will. They'll come after you.
And I do not follow the narrative. That is for sure.
Yeah, whether it's with government stuff or with dating, the simps will come after you too. For not following the rules about dating.
But here's the problem. There are no goddamn rules in life. This is the issue. Born naked into this fucking world.
I say there's one rule, and that's survive.
Yes. Yes, that's it. There's no goddamn instruction manual. Do you understand? I mean, you may look for one, but no. So your parents pretend like there's one, and they tell you some shit. Your teachers tell you something. The authorities tell you something else. Your friends tell you get something else, and your experience tells you the fucking truth. So if you're going to believe anything in this goddamn world, trust your experience and nothing else. Trust no one, not your mom, not your dad, not your best friend, certainly not your spouse, whether it be a man or woman. No,
you can't take too hard a position really on anything, like, because you don't know anything 100% for sure. I know gravity is there. That's one of the things I know that probably is always going to be there. But
what? In my dreams, it isn't there, so it's kind of unclear still. So
that's true. Depends on the reality you're stuck in. Yeah, I don't know if the human brain was ever designed to be able to comprehend the reality that we live in.
No, it's not. It's not. Yeah. And anybody who's taken LSD or any hallucinogenic will know for a fact what is reality. I don't have a goddamn clue, people. I don't.
So
I just know.
Here's a story of you in a DMT experience.
That's a long story. We actually want to get into that. It makes sense. Let me tell you another story, which is not quite so intense and shorter. Okay, so this was in 1985 in Santa Clara, California. I was working for a company called OMEX, an optical memory system. I was manager or director of engineering. And someone sold me a bag of psychedelic mushrooms, okay, the psilocybin mushrooms. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I'd been taking all kinds of drugs just before. So what happens with many hallucinogens is time gets compressed or dilated, and mm-hmm. you don't have much sense of time unless you're watching your clock, which I never did. So I chewed a couple, nothing seemed to happen. So I chewed a couple more, nothing seemed to happen. I ate the whole fucking bag and I was pissed because I knew I had been goddamn ripped off, okay? I jumped in my car, drove down to San Jose, which is no more than 10 or 12 minutes from Santa Clara.
That's where I live, yeah.
Got out in next to a park, all right? So, and there's this dog. I love dogs, by the way. If I got a spirit animal, it's a dog. I understand dogs and they understand me. And people, you will never have a better friend than a dog that you truly pay attention to and take care of. I'm telling you. Anyway, so there's a dog in the park and he's barking in the street. Bark, 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 bark. Looking up and I'm going, huh, wonder what the fuck. So I cross the street and I'm looking, I don't see jack shit. I'm thinking there's a squirrel up here or something. I'm going, what you barking at, boy? And the dog goes, nothing. I'm trying to get your attention. Follow me. Now, that was at the moment I go, God damn it, those mushrooms were real, weren't they? And that was an adventure that I just cannot describe to you and do not want to. Nevertheless, that is how it began. And this is how most hallucinogenic adventures begin. Mm-hmm. It's where you don't think you're stoned. You don't think that anything has happened and you've been ripped the fuck off, right? And then you have the adventure of a lifetime. So, yes. So the dog spoke to me and continued talking to me most of the day. It was a very friendly dog and he refused to come home with me, which told me a lot about his character, right? No, I did.
Our dog.
Yeah, come home with me. Come home with me. He said, do you have any cats? I said, yeah, I've got a bunch of cats. No, but thanks. So anyway, that was that experience.
Yeah, I've had friends who happened to them like every time they did a drug or did something. Oh, this isn't work. This is bunk. This is whatever. And then a couple hours later, they're just annihilated. Yeah, talking to.
Yeah, well, normally, I mean, if you're not taking anything else for a day or two beforehand, then yeah, I mean, you're pretty clear and you know what's happening. But if you've been taking a lot of drugs and you overdose on any given one of them, well, fuck me, people. Yeah, be prepared.
So do you use any microdosing, or is it just mostly recreational with the...
See, this microdosing crap, I'm sorry. This is new age shit to me, all right? What the fuck, man?
Well, I'm a combat sports athlete. I take a lot of head trauma. And psilocybin's been shown to help with brain cells and
it is. It does. It actually does. So do you actually take a psilocybin?
Microdose, yeah. I'll take
what doses? What doses?
100 to 250 milligrams.
Okay. Anyway, for sound of 7, that's all right. But there are people who take like 10 fucking micrograms of LSD. Do you understand, people? You're missing the point. 100 micrograms is the trip dosage, all right? A good trip, all right? That doesn't mean you're going to have a good trip. You may have a bad trip, but you will definitely have a fucking trip.
You'll learn from it.
Right, and listen, I've been sold bad LSD so many fucking times, a microdose is like, why fucking bother? I mean, do you understand? Well, people, it's like going to the goddamn train station, buying a ticket from Philadelphia to New York, and then just about the time you get on the train, you turn around and go home. What the fuck, people? What the fuck? No, I'm sorry. I do not believe in microdosing. And my friend, if you have not taken enough psilocybin to experience grand, colorful hallucinations, then please, God damn it, do so at least once. Please. Because then you'll understand what that drug truly is. It's not just buying the ticket and standing on the platform going, well, goddamn, is this fun? Look at all these people. No, it's actually getting on the goddamn train. Do you understand the difference?
Yeah, that's, it's fun. A lot of people miss out. I think the ab workout you get from a good psilocybin trip, you end up laughing. You end up laughing for hours. I've woken up the next day and my face hurt, my sides and stomach hurt, like I was getting kicked all night.
Yeah, it's very fun, unless you fucking overdose on that shit like I did that time. And then you're going to have a far more interesting trip with very few laughs. But listen, psilocybin, I've never heard of anybody having a bad trip where you come back thinking you're Jesus, for example. On psilocybin, doesn't happen.
Usually,
LSD, different fucking story.
And reflect on the things going on in your head, the deep problems you have with yourself.
That's a big part of
psilocybin. That's why a lot of addicts and people who suffer from PTSD and those things, they react very well to a heavy dose of psilocybin.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, and some people are like,
I mean, they may take it and cry for
a heavy dose, but afterwards, a heavy dose of LSD as well. But let me tell you, I don't play with those drugs much anymore. I'm way into more serious shit. so about 20 years ago, the Chinese started experimenting with the mind. And came up with an entire new paradigm of mental manipulation. Let me tell you something. The most powerful drug I've ever taken, and I've taken every goddamn drug on the planet, is methylene dioxypyrovelone. That's MDPV. Okay, now, for those of you who don't know what that is, you may have remembered 10 years ago, maybe in Miami, a man randomly ran up to a stranger and ate his face. Remember that?
Bath salts? Is that what it's called?
Come on. Here's why they were called bath salts. Okay.
Yeah, I never understood that.
Well, here's why. Okay. So now, these were unscheduled drugs because no one had heard of them and no one knew anything. So in order to be scheduled, a drug has to be fucking known, studied, and so on, and then the Department of Justice schedules it as, well, as a class 1A or whatever. No. So these weren't scheduled, meaning they were completely legal, but you could not tell people to ingest them. That was illegal. They're just substances. So instead, they were packaged in these little packages called bath salts, and they had hundreds of names: ivory, snow, magic wave, ultimate ecstasy, and so on. And it said, these are bath salts. And what it would do is they put 5 milligrams in your bath water. so So what that meant was,
oh, man,
the dosage is 5 fucking milligrams, right? Mm-hmm. Now, can you imagine anything? 5 fucking milligrams is so goddamn tiny. And yet, that's how they were sold. So they were called bath salts, right? No, people, these drugs are things you've never goddamn dreamed of. MDPV. Now, why did that guy eat the other person's face? Because MDPV is the most powerful drug in the cathinone family. And the cathinone family is extraordinarily dosage dependent. Now, the dosage for methylene dioxypyrovalerone, the most powerful drug ever fucking created, and I've taken at least a kilogram of that shit over the past 20 years, it's 1 milligram per every 31 pounds of body weight weighed naked and dry on a good scale. Now, let's say your dosage ends up being 5 milligrams. All right, then. If you take 4.9 milligrams, nothing fucking happens. If you take 5.1 milligrams, you eat somebody's face. This is the problem with MDPV. Man. So I had a scale that cost me $7,000.
Yeah.
So that I could measure out my dosage so that I did not eat somebody's face, nor did I waste the fucking dose. So, however, people, you don't have a goddamn clue what drugs are until you've taken something like MDPV. Mm-hmm. Here's why. Like LSD, beautiful fucking visual hallucinations. Some are oral, meaning you're hearing.
Mm-hmm.
You hear shit, which is so beautiful. The only drug in the entire world that has tactile hallucinations is MDPV. Now, let me tell you what that means. Sorry. So you have tactile, oral, and visual hallucinations simultaneously. All right. So I got so good at it that I was taking it constantly. And I was at the bank one time, and I swear to God, I was standing in a line, and some woman was sucking my dick. I felt it. Okay. And I looked down, and she was there. And I heard her going, right? And yet she was not there. And I ejaculated in my fucking pants. So people, this.
Wow.
MDPV is not for your average psychonaut. It's not for someone who's taken LSD a few times and what. No, I mean, this is from people who have actually looked deeply into yourselves and understand the consequences of looking in that vast mirror of the reality of you. If you're able to do that, then MDPV is the drug of all fucking drugs. So anyway, so when the Chinese started experimenting with the cathinones and others, I jumped on board, man, big time. And once you've taken, let's say, a cathinone, LSD is like baby aspirin. The magic mushrooms, it's like an orange soda. This is the truth, people. It is a different universe of psychic exploration. And for 20 years, I have taken more of these than any man or woman on this fucking planet, which is why I'm probably so fucked up and crazy. I don't know. But I'm still alive.
It's wild. I've never, I've never heard of a story of somebody who's successfully taken the bath salts. That's a very demonized.
Well, that's because of the goddamn name, bath salts.
Yeah, bath salts.
You don't understand that's the only way they could be sold, people? You can't take a chemical and say ingest it without the FDA going, well, is this safe? Well, of course it ain't safe. It's anything but safe. However, you can say, put 5 milligrams in your bath water and inhale the fragrance, meaning, you insufflate this shit. Okay, you put it out like cocaine and snort it. Others are immerse yourself from the bath, meaning, okay, you liquefy it and take a needle and mainline it, all right? Others are, okay, make sure you enter the bath seat first, meaning you plug it, shove it up your ass, okay? I mean, so all of these instructions were instructions to the cognoscenti, right? Okay, enter the bath seat first. Immerse yourself in water, okay, mainline. Smell the fragrance that's insufflated. Please God, people, it was a serious fucking underground movement of psycho-exploration that has never before existed on this planet. And I was one of the front runners of this shit. So, yes, bath salts, we're going to have bath salts. If you say that, then you don't know jack fucking shit about what that stuff really is.
Yeah, that's I just got no idea. I had no idea. So moving forward, let's, we've got a lot of issues going on with the country right now, right? Like with the mayor. And what do you think is, I don't know, where are we headed? What's the solution and what can we do? Because it seems like things are kind of spiraling out of control right now.
You know what? Listen, when Donald Trump was elected, I cheered. I did. I cheered. I go, fuck yes. Well, you know, 4 years of power, ultimate power, have changed this mofo. I mean, now he's talking about invading America, federal troops to patrol our streets. I'm sorry. I'm not saying that we don't have problems and that there's not looting, but God damn it, it's a state, local, or county fucking issue. People, please let them deal with it. That's how America was founded, for fuck's sake. So we have a man who wants to be the ultimate dictator, not just of America, but of the fucking world. I mean, like, I'm not in America. I obviously haven't been for a couple of years because I can't be. I'm wanted by every agency there is, and I'm not anxious to end my days in a federal prison. So I'm not there, and maybe I shouldn't even be talking. But I do have friends there that keep me informed. It's fucked up, people. First of all, can we talk about COVID for a minute? COVID-19.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
America has one of the, I don't give a shit what people say about the American healthcare system. It's one of the best in the fucking world. And you know it, people.
Yeah.
You know it. We've got the best of the equipment. We've got more ventilators than the rest of the goddamn world combined. And yet, America, which represents 4% of the world population, represents 35% of the world's deaths from COVID. Please, can we not use some common sense and go, no, something's wrong. Mm-hmm. Because something is wrong. What's wrong, among other things, is we're putting people on ventilators. 9 out of every 10 die.
Mm-hmm.
Ventilators don't help COVID patients. They kill them, for fuck's sake.
Seems like it, yeah. Some nations with less technology than the U.S., like I think Vietnam, and they did very well. With COVID.
India, which has the most, I mean, it's the second largest populated country in the fucking world, 1.3 billion goddamn people, and hardly any medical supplies, no fucking masks, and people are jammed in shoulder to shoulder.
Yep.
Per population, America has 10,000 times as many deaths as India. Let's look at Japan. Japan did not lock down, did not change anything. Wait, they declared a state of emergency. Why? Because every country was going, wait, do something. They go, okay, we're declaring a state of emergency. Didn't change anything. No one wore a mask. They still shoved people.
They were already wearing
goddamn. Pardon?
China or Japan? They already kind of wear masks.
But no, they weren't though. They weren't. They're no more than normal.
Yeah, no more.
They have the lowest death rate in the fucking world. They put nobody on a ventilator.
Do you think that is a reflection? You think it's a reflection of the healthcare system and protocols, or do you think?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. They had fewer cases as well. No, God damn it. There's still images of them shoving people onto the subway cars like they do always without masks. No, it has to do with the fact that we have politicized it in America. And we have made this a cause for either Republicans or the Democrats.
It's a virtue. It's almost like it's a virtue signal to wear your mask.
Yes. Well, you know what?
You're morally superior because you
put listen. I'm in a country that just Monday decreed that we all have to wear a mask. So I wear Janice's thong underwear on my face, around my ears. Looks pretty goddamn cool, I think. All right. No one has stopped me. I've been right by the policia, and nobody fucking stops me. And I'm wearing her goddamn lingerie on my face as my own fucking protest. Because you know it's just thin. I mean, you can see my face between the fucking lace. No, masks do not help. Yes, they help bacteria people, which is why doctors wear them in operations. Bacteria are 10,000 times larger than viruses. Bacteria actually get stopped by those fuckers. Mm-hmm. Viruses are so fucking small that it's invisible to them. Invisible. One goddamn micron in width. Fuck me. A mask? The weave is 2,000 microns wide. You get a million viruses through that shit. Plus, it's all airborne.
Mm-hmm.
But in any case, I don't want to argue any of this stuff. No, it's a non-issue, people. America has made it an issue. And because America is the leader of the free world, other countries follow America's lead. Oh my God, America is making people wear masks. Let's us make people wear masks.
Is that even a real thing, or is that just something we think? Does anybody actually?
It's something we think.
Are Russians over there saying like, "Hey, what's America doing?"
No, not the Russians. No, absolutely fucking not. Absolutely not. The Russians do not give a flying. People in
Afghanistan or China,
and neither do the Chinese. You know, China, the most deceptive country on this fucking planet. So they locked down two cities. They locked down two cities during this thing, which represented less than 1% of China's population. The rest of the country, nothing. No masks. No social distancing. Nothing. They went about their business, building their bombs, their military weapons, their cars, whatever. Every country in the world, their GDP for the first quarter decreased by between 8 and 16%, except for China, who increased 5%. Now, please God, let's wake up. The Chinese are just having more fun than God.
Yeah, the CCP is a major
problem. And we have time for one more question. I have another interview coming up in 2 minutes.
So cryptocurrency, I think that was the last thing I want to touch on. As I saw recently that you were a cryptocurrency project.
I've got quite a few. The cryptocurrency project is, I don't think, as important as my telephone project. We are coming out with a 4G telephone system. Mm. It's already up and running. That works in 35 countries, including the USA, all of Europe except for Portugal. We don't work in Canada, unfortunately, or Australia. We do in England and Europe. If you have an eSIM compatible phone, that is a Samsung S20 or above, or a Google Pixel or an iPhone X whatever that supports eSIMs, turns your phone into an invisible instrument where no one knows who you are or where you are. That's all we don't guarantee they can't watch your communications. So they can. I can't help you there, but I can promise you they're not going to know where you are or who you are. And that's coming out in production in September. It's already in beta. We've got over 100 beta testers all over the world.
That's awesome.
And we have not had a problem yet. So that's my biggest project. It's called the Ghost
Phone. The Ghost Phone.
Yes.
That's yeah, that sounds very good. Because that's, yeah, everybody is
getting. And let me tell you why I did that. Listen, Janice and I cannot have telephones now. If we had phones, we'd be collected in 30 seconds. Because it's your phone that everybody tracks you on.
Yeah.
The CIA, the FBI. Yeah, if you have a cell phone.
Worried about getting chipped. Oh, they want to chip us and what? Like,
why bother chipping people if you got a fucking telephone? Yeah, you understand?
You go to the bathroom with your phone. You go everywhere with your phone. Like, you're
like the wake the fuck up, people. I mean, seriously. So, your cell phone is the ultimate spy device. It's got a goddamn camera in it, people.
Even if you don't have
and one, a microphone,
you're going out in public. If you don't even have one and you're going out in public, well, everybody around you,
yes, if they know who you're with, they know where you are.
They can record your voice, man. They can hear you. Yes,
absolutely. The entire fucking thing is insane. So, anyway, no, we don't have phones, we haven't had one. Now, you think, okay, that's cool. No, it's not. I mean, we go out somewhere and listen, I'm not going to sit in a goddamn nail salon. While Janice has her fucking nails done or shit like this. So we go, we'll meet here at this time. When she doesn't show up, I fucking panic. Why? I can't call anybody. I don't have a phone. She doesn't have a phone. Was she grabbed by the CIA? Fuck me. It's no fun not to be able to communicate with someone in this modern goddamn world. So I built the ghost phone for me. And then everybody goes, God damn it, that's not cool. And so we're selling it, and that's that.
Awesome.
And dude, thank you very much for having me on. I know that you are a masculinity consultant. God damn it, we need that. By the way,
I went through a divorce recently, and I kind of had to get woken up to some blue pill stuff and red pill with relationships and whatever, and seeing what's going on, and then realizing like, yeah, I have sons. This isn't good. Like men are killing themselves because of these lies and whatever. So.
Plus, the younger kids, the younger men are turning into women. We can't have that. We got to have men, people. We got to have men, else the world will fucking collapse. Too.
There needs to be men's spaces. Pardon? There needs to be men's spaces where men can just be alone.
Hang out. And not these goddamn touchy-feely spaces like they have all in California where the men
where
get
they
together
teach you to act like a woman.
Feel good and, oh, you know, spaces where men can go, God damn it. I am a capable adult. And,
yes.
And, right? You understand?
Life is hard. Bad things happen.
Life is hard.
That's it.
If you survive it, it's because you had the goddamn balls.
I may
to do
feel
so.
Sad sometimes, but like feeling sad doesn't make the problem go away. Like I have to work through it. I have to go and finish whatever. I have to take care of the problem. If I just sit around and cry about it, the problem never gets taken care of. I just sit there and sulk in sadness.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, and so many men go, you know, you're a pussy, you're married to a prostitute. And go, dude, you think being married to a prostitute is being a pussy, then you should try it. That's all I'm saying. So in any case, there you have it.
All right.
Thank you very much, John. I appreciate inviting me on.
Our live audio was garbage, but I recorded, so I'll get this up and fixed or whatever.
All right. Good, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It's great having you.
And I'll be happy to come on anytime you'd like to chat about anything, okay?
Awesome. That'd be cool.
All right. Thank you.
Take it easy, John.
All right.
All right, guys. Sorry about the sound on the live thing, but I recorded most of this, so we should be able to get it out to you. All right. I don't know what happened, but thanks, guys.